Okay, now the meeting's being recorded. Okay, this is our third session of virtual back to school, and I want to begin with a huge kudo. Well done. Kudos, kudos, kudos to the parents. We could not do this without you. You have absolutely been rock stars, and we appreciate all your support. This is our third session in second grade. We're going to begin with this whole group session where I go through this PowerPoint, and then we're going to break out into breakout rooms with your classroom teachers so that they can go over more room-specific information with you. If you have not done so already, please rename yourself with your child's room number, your child's name, and your name so that we can put you in the correct breakout room. I'm going to go through this PowerPoint fairly quickly, but if you have any questions that come up, please put them in the chat and we will address them at the end of the presentation. Virtual back to school. So here are some things that you can consider doing or continue doing with virtual learning. It is a new world for all of us, and we are figuring out this out kind of as we go along, but we're doing a great job doing it. Before the meeting, so things that you can do to help your child is make sure they get up on time. It is a full day, 8:21 to 3 o'clock. So make sure they wake up on time and eat a breakfast before they start. Make sure they have all the materials they need. And I've seen some fantastic learning spaces this week, which I really appreciate. And help your child log on and keep to their schedule, which should be shared with you in the morning. During the meet, I ask that you not stay too close to your child while they are in class. That can be a little bit of a distraction. Let your child kind of be with the classroom teacher and their fellow students to learn and grow. The teacher will be doing the direct learning, the direct instruction. But if you or whomever they are with during the day can be around for any technical support, we do appreciate that. This is a big one, so keep this in mind. Remember, cameras and microphones are on during the meet. So keep an ear out for any excessive noise, such as TVs on in the background or loud conversations. They can be distracting for your child and for the class if they are called on. And any inappropriate clothes, language, or actions. Just keep in mind who is walking behind your student while they're learning, because they are in the camera as well. We always mind our language when we are on the microphone and our actions. So we know that you are paying close attention to this, and we appreciate it. It makes for a healthier learning environment. Plus, remember to plug in your computer every night. After the meet, make sure that you're setting some regular eating breaks for them, some movement breaks. Remember, they are sitting for a long period of time, which is really hard. So have them get up and do some jumping jacks, do some sit-ups, run around the living room in place, play with a dog, play with a brother or sister. Just do some fun things that are help their minds stay active and help their bodies stay active. It'll help their learning. Also, help your child at the end of the day turn in any work that they may need to turn in. If you're not too sure how to do that, just check with your classroom teacher. They can certainly help you. And finally, check your child's assignments to make sure they got everything they needed to get done that day. That's going to be super helpful to make sure that they're handing in their assignments. They are graded and put towards a grade. Okay, virtual back to school attendance. This is really important. So attendance is mandatory all day, every day, from 8:21 till 3. Your child will not be on with their teacher that entire time. Sometimes it'll be a mix of live instruction, which is called synchronous learning, and the child and the teacher and the classmates will be together. And sometimes they'll be doing independent work, which they would be doing on their own, and that's called asynchronous learning, and that would be done through assignments from the classroom teacher. We do this to break up their screen time so they're not in front of the screen the entire time, and to give them some downtime because it's a lot to be in front of the screen. If your child is absent, they must submit an absence note. This is the only way they'll go from an unexcused absence to an excused absence. You can send that to your classroom teacher through Dojo or an email. If your child cannot make the Zoom meeting for some reason, please make sure you are at least going on Google Classroom and having them complete and turn in the work. After 3 unexcused absences, a C-31 notice will be mailed home. This is a notice just letting you know that your child has 3 unexcused absences. After 6 unexcused absences, a truancy plan will go into effect. And after 10, we will have to refer the family to the truancy office. But we're hoping that we don't have to worry about this, and we're hoping that everybody gets on every day. Parent reminders. All teachers are using ClassJojo this year, so please make sure that you have that set up to receive messages. It's how you get information from the teacher and how you message them back. If you have unstable internet connection or issues, please contact 211. The City of Philadelphia has set this up to help you and to help families get hotspots and internet. So if you're having any problems, please contact 211. If you need your computer switched out for any reason, you can go down to 440 North Broad Street or Martin Luther King High School. That's probably the closer one of the two. And they will switch out the computer for you. If you are missing any items from your supply bag, Barton will be open tomorrow from 10 to 1 and next week from Monday to Thursday, 10 to 1, for you to come and get those materials. Please come in. We have materials. We want to get them to you, and they're going to need them to be able to be successful in virtual learning. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact your classroom teacher, or you can always email me at cbowen@phila.org. And this PowerPoint will also be posted on our website. Thank you, Mr. Smith. So you can always refer back to it. Our forms of communication. So we try to get our messages out to parents in several different ways. First of all, ClassDojo is our main source of communication. The teachers will be passing out information. There's classroom-specific information and school-specific information. Parent robocalls will also go out into 3 forms: voice calls, emails, and texts. If I'm sending out any attachments, I will do it through the email. If your email is not in the system, I strongly recommend that you add it to the system, and you can do that by simply emailing our Secretary Extraordinaire, Mrs. Nixon, at dnosely@philasd.org. Or you can call our main number, 215-400-3720, and the calls will be forwarded to her. In order to get the robocalls, you do have to have a correct phone number in the system. We also have a Clara Barton website, who our very own Mr. Smith took over this year, and it looks fantastic. It's a great source of information. And we'll also start spotlighting Barton community members, Barton staff members, so you can learn a little bit more about us. So that's really fun. So go on and see who's on there and what their story is. And we are also connected to Sue's social media pages. On Facebook, we are Barton Cubs. You can like us there. On Instagram, we came into the younger age. In Instagram, we are Clara_Barton_school. So like us on those two social media sites. We do often post things on there. Okay. This is a really, really important announcement. For the next couple of weeks, we will be doing something called AIMS Web Testing. This is an extremely important test that gives us a baseline data of where your student is as far as their base knowledge in reading and math. We are asking for your help in a couple of different ways. First of all, it's fine if you're there during the testing, but we ask that you do not support them with any answers. We really need to know what they know, and then we need to meet them at their needs and then get them up to grade level. The only way we do that is if we get an accurate test. So thank you for being there and being present, but I ask that you do not support them. I'm going to ask that too with their schoolwork, because we really need to know in order to be able to support them instructionally what they know and what they don't know. If you're helping them with that schoolwork, then we're not really getting that clear picture. I appreciate your support. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but